willing to wake up. Yeah, I was a bit eerie.
What? No, I just came in here. Normally,
I was one of them.
Okay. Come on.
Hello.
Why won't it wake up? Is it done?
Power lab doesn't do it. You turn it off.
But how? Now there it is.
Okay.
I received an email with a few possibilities on the materials. So I will discuss them.
Okay, we just come to the back later.
Yeah,
I received.
So we're going to talk about the conceptual model.
Oh. Which one was mine?
So that's me. Okay, so now I'll just show you the
minute. What's it called?
Minutes.
Okay, so we just talked about. You want me to show it there? Or?
No, just.
Okay, we just talked about it. Looks has to look nice. Usability is very important. People don't want to spend money on something that's similar to cheaper ones. It has to be very basic, not too many buttons. Light switches on if you use a button. Text TV still has to be a possibility. And it has to be easy to learn. What are the things I make mute? So. And the functions are volume, channel, to choose channels, and on off, a mute the button, and a text TV button. That are the functions. That's right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to give you a mic again, the first presentation of your.
Shall I start?
Yeah.
I source the web. I source on this document, the scientific investigation of the remote control model. It has been done in Italy and in another country in Europe. They found out the most important aspect for remote controls happens to be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. So it's very important for us to create something new. So what Michiel just said, it must be some very different from ordinary remote controls. Fancy stands for an original look and feel of the case and interface. This aspect is the most important one. Came out of research. It is twice important as the following. The second most important aspect is that a remote control should be technological innovative. That stands for new technical features. And then this is a point of discussion because we just decided that we don't make use of LCD or speech recognition. This is the second important aspect, and I think we must use some of the new technology to be innovative.
Well, we already have the flashing light on it.
Maybe something new.
More.
We have to discuss about it.
Well,
okay.
get back on.
Camera feeds do not exist in current remote controls, and that's very hard. The third one is the aspect that the remote controls should be easy to use, but that was an overall point. We already discussed that. Got one picture. Our target group we thought about was young and trendy. So I took that part of the web page. And it says fashion watches of very friends in Italy have detected the following trends. This trend, I think it's not that meaningful for us, maybe, but it's about clothes and shoes. But the next aspect, also in contrast to last year, the feel of material is expected to be spongy. So it's spongy. What does spongy
spongy
say?
Spongy. I suppose.
Okay.
So rubber, kind of.
Soft material.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all definitely a good idea, because you drop your remote control very often on the ground,
yeah.
So it has to be flexible.
Yeah, it's something that it's standard. What it means. So spongy means
it's like a sponge.
Soft sponge.
It's also a stress ball.
That's a good that's a good idea if it's that like that.
Yeah, but yeah. Well,
is
it
a bit like the boards of the remote control? Or soft?
Yeah, I have some material information, but I'll give you it later.
Okay.
In my presentation.
Okay. What do I think? Because offensive look is the most important thing of our remote control. I think there are changeable fronts.
Yeah.
Maybe a see-through one in a fruit front, because it's hot, and some basic color fronts. So we can make five different fronts to start with, or something. Maybe an extraordinary shape, like this one. Just another shape than a normal remote control has. Just something round in it, or maybe not. Don't know. We have to discuss about that. Main point still is the technological innovator. Yeah, how do we do that? Maybe speech? We must have some kind of gadget.
Yeah, I'll get back on that.
So.
It's very difficult to do it, because it's only 12.5 euros you have to spend.
Yeah,
well,
that's the problem.
I got also an email from the technology department.
They
have done research about it, and even more possibilities now with speech. So they recommended using it.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'll check what it exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, we don't have an idea how much it's gonna cost. Maybe it's cheap. And
yeah,
it's
that's the only problem. They don't say how much it will cost. So, but if we implement speech recognition, I think it would be better to implement LCD as well, since you have to configure speech.
It gets definitely more expensive than.
Yeah, that's something I don't know.
Yeah, but the telephone has also. Okay.
Yeah.
But the telephone also have an LCD and.
Yeah, so we
and that's about 200 euros.
We have to decide on that.
Okay. What was
that? I got an email, and it says the chip can be simple, regular, or advanced, and. They say a display requires an advanced chip, and this is more expensive than all the other chips. So it's the most expensive.
Doesn't require.
Yeah, it says in the email, the display requires an advanced chip.
Okay. And speech recognition?
Yeah, probably too. I haven't got anything about speech recognition, but.
That's
the most expensive chip we need if we do we're doing
so
a display.
We can. to make a sort of a design. So I did some searching on the internet. I watched the old remote controls and new remote controls. I think we should, this is one of the modern remote controls of the moment. I think we should go more to the iPod and MP3 players.
Yeah, just modern, but still basic.
Yes. You probably have to make it a bit bigger and a bit smaller, because the remote control, you can see here, you have to probably reach both sides. Maybe just have one sheet of it. So that's the main difference. But it looks, I definitely think we should go like this. And then changeable fonts. So it's the most important part, I think. That's on the home basis, something like that, something simple. And then I just ordered the buttons a bit. Basic buttons on, off, mute, and maybe two others, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the text.
Yeah, text button maybe there and there. And then the color buttons, if we want it on. I don't find it very usable, but I don't think it fits in the modern theme as well.
Mm.
So, and then where you saw the display in the iPod, you can put the basic buttons, 1, 2, 3, 4, and above 10.
But
and
that's on the display.
No, there's no display there, but it's on the place of the display. And I think we should light this up much more than that part. So focus is on these two parts. So you don't see all the buttons.
But this one is very difficult to use because the volume and channel is on the bottom of it, so you can't use the thumb for it.
This is how it is now.
On the bottom too.
But it's not the best.
Well, here you have also side scrolls. And you can use this.
Yeah, for volume.
Got something on
for
that.
Volume or a channel. Yeah,
volume. Well, then we can even simplify it more by just putting the volume on the side
and the channels
and
as well.
Just channel buttons here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I think
maybe the channel buttons are often used, and you can't use them now with your thumb because the thing is not easy to control.
Basically, as here.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we should put that on top and
that's
buttons
better.
We don't use on in
yeah,
the bottom.
Yeah, the older buttons like text TV, put that on the bottom.
Because
you
can't hold it. You can't hold the control and push the buttons.
Except from the on-off button.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But I think you'll use the switch channels buttons more often than the normal channel buttons, like 1, 2, 3. So maybe we can put that on the bottom.
Maybe, I don't know. Well.
Like zapping is just... Switch
yeah, maybe it's not easy
time.
If it's below. It's harder to zap, so I think it should be easy to help you. I think it's pretty standard. These row buttons on the top.
Yeah, okay, that's
and,
good.
If you don't light them up, they don't. You don't seem very good. I think it's modern to light this area up and to light this area up, so the focus gets on this part and not on there.
Yeah. Okay.
But the position, of course, can be different. It's, we have to look at what's easy to use and how it's easier to use.
Yeah.
So we can switch these to... I don't know if it will look good if you put those on the bottom now.
No, I think the top buttons are okay.
Okay.
Those should be on top.
Yeah,
but
maybe
we can switch those to...
Those two, yeah. And you have to make sure it's easy to... yes, it has to be big enough so you can hear. Well, that's my finding, so my personal opinion is that we should go more modern look and be better. And, if you want to put in speech recognition or something, I don't think you should put it on top then. I think that if you're going to put in more technology, that you need to be able to switch it open.
Yeah, that's cool.
So if you put in speech recognition, you need so many more buttons. Which won't look good on the phone side, I think.
Okay.
No.
So it's something you have to decide on.
Yeah, we have to keep it simple.
Yeah.
We have to decide this lecture or this
what we're gonna
50
do.
Minutes, yeah,
okay.
How it's going to look.
Component design. I looked at some similar devices in my own college. So this was on the website. If you aim at a young public, you should use materials that are soft with primary colors like green, blue, red, so flashy kind of colors. Shapes should be curved. So round shapes, nothing square like.
Okay, so okay.
Your iPod is trendy, and it is all curved and square.
Yeah, but it has round corners. I
okay,
think.
So not
we shouldn't have too square corners.
Yeah, okay, not the old
box
look.
And sports and gaming define style characteristics. I don't know exactly what that means, but should be, well, yeah, popular kind of.
Mm.
Yeah, we have to put our Real Reaction logo as well on the
okay.
on the remote control.
Yeah,
so the colors also, so we have to make it in black, yellow.
Yeah.
Black, yellow control.
Maybe the sides
yeah,
in yellow and the top in
not
black.
Not that weird, because we definitely want to make it kind of flashy to attract the young public.
Yeah, but I don't think the colors black and yellow go well together. But
no, maybe
yes,
you can put yellow on the side and black on the front.
That's just a matter of taste.
Yeah, okay.
We have to use kind of flashy colors.
Can't we use different fronts with all with the logo on it?
Yeah,
can we do that?
Yeah.
So
like fronts
and
in
still
red and yellow
yes.
and blue. And
oh.
Still
so
still transparent.
Yeah, but with all with logo on it.
Okay.
Well, this is a remote control, a very old one. Then the components, the case, just here's the black.
Yeah,
we
make it some.
It
maybe we have to make it from soft material. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
How? Mm.
Maybe. But anyways, it should be transparent. We decided that.
No, one of the options. You can, just like a mobile phone, you can make
okay.
different fronts on it, so you can just replace them, I think.
Yeah, we could.
That
do
was
that.
The idea, or just
yeah.
release
just
one.
Give five with them, just in a box. five
yeah,
different.
Or just
yeah,
sell different ones.
You could make them like blue and transparent, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
The buttons, normal rubber, I think. Normal, ordinary buttons.
No, I don't
yeah,
know.
It,
a more
it could be like a Nokia, like from
yeah,
the
just
plastic.
With
the that's better. Well,
I think
yeah.
Rubber really has an odd look.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the new modern remote controls, the buttons are part of the style. I think it's part of the remote control itself.
Yeah.
It's one, out of one shape. It doesn't is a button. It doesn't come out of the
yeah,
background. It is in the remote control.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So we have to keep it on one level, like
yeah, like mobile
the
phones,
top it's
like
yeah.
The iPod. Just
yeah, okay. Okay,
yeah,
so,
that's cool.
So that should be hard plastic on the buttons. Or
I don't know what kind of material it is, but,
yeah. But maybe you can make it a round platform soft material, just only the basic remote control from normal plastic and
yeah.
The rounds of it from softer.
And
no.
Then the LED, the normal infrared LED, I think, sufficient. And backlight LEDs. So
yeah.
cool.
But I think we have to make the case transparent, otherwise the backlight won't work. So if you
can just map them around the buttons,
or around the whole.
Yeah, but we can still make it transparent. So
yeah, you can
half transparent or just that it comes out a bit.
Okay. And in green color, the backlight or
difference? I think also.
Yeah.
Blue.
Blue or red,
yeah.
Whatever you want, I think, depends on the color.
Yeah, but you can't
choose
it when you buy it. You
that's true. But
no, I think there are multiple color LEDs. So.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
But can you change
I
it
know
if
know
you
know
only bought the
yeah, it can, because
yeah,
it's
okay.
On my mobile phone as well.
Maybe put some different ones in it, doesn't matter.
I have a blinking light on my phone, and I can change the color of it.
Okay, cool. Just make it some different colors, blue, red, and green or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's too expensive.
Well,
we
don't
think so.
Put in any fancy technology yet.
Then some more technical things. I don't know what it is, but it should be there, I think. This is a normal circuit board, like a chip board in a lot of things.
You have to hurry up a bit.
So you just need this and these transistors and resonators, with all these kind of things. And
They
basically said that's almost the same on any remote control, so I guess we just need that.
Mm.
I don't know what they do or
we can change.
No, they just said we need it.
Okay.
The battery contacts, like normal batteries.
Yeah, a recharger maybe.
Yeah, we have to make sure.
We still want to have a recharge, don't we?
Yes, yes.
Still
yeah, but we don't want to have a
recharge.
Just a battery.
Batteries, yes, rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
I think it's best.
Not a separate.
No, just rechargeable batteries.
And a chip. This one. Then I received some possibilities. For the energy source, we can use batteries or a kinetic, like the pulse watch. So it operates on your wrist.
Okay.
So if you hold
but
it,
normally
it
you
powered.
Put a remote control on the table.
Yeah,
or
I
on
don't
the
think it will work. And we can also use solar cells, but you must
it's dark
use
in the
it
room.
Mm-hmm. Indoors.
Just
so
batteries, that's cheaper. That's
yeah, and we can use the home station.
Yeah.
Cases, flat, so uncurved. 2D curved is like front to the back, and 3D curved is also in depth.
Okay.
So that's possible. But with 3D curved remote controls, we must use rubber buttons. So we can't use the flat.
So we need 2D.
Yeah, I think.
Definitely.
These kind of materials can be used.
It doesn't really matter, you just make it plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Scroll wheels, that's cool, that's for the volume.
Yeah, scroll wheels.
Yeah,
that's good. We can use multiple scroll wheels too if we want to, but
yeah.
I think just the volume is enough.
I think for channels it's not
okay.
Handy, because you can scroll too fast.
And the LCD, so we need the expensive, most expensive chip. We use an LCD.
I don't think that's an opportunity. Just skip it, because we don't have time for that too.
Okay, then we must use the second most expensive chip, so the regular chip, because we use scroll wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was it.
Okay.
Yes. Are we using a rubber case or?
Oh, just maybe we have to skip that one as well. It's
I don't think a rubber
but
case.
It should
be
soft.
Something about the trend. The trend is spongy and fruit or fresh.
Yeah, okay. Fruit
and
fresh.
Now nothing about those two.
Yeah, fruit and fresh can be just the covers.
Yeah, just
so you can. I mean, the spongy. Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine.
No.
A soft
remote control. I don't like it neither.
No,
I just can't imagine.
So just hard plastic?
Yeah,
I think titanium. French in there.
Titanium. I think it's too expensive.
And maybe the form has to be a bit different, not the square form, just a bit.
Yeah, you can make
more
it
rounded.
Or
yeah.
Round, but Just in 2D, not in depth.
So we have to decide which library to choose for these.
What exactly? Because we have to know. So the energy is the recharging, we already know that.
Yeah,
it's a normal
batteries.
Battery. Okay. The chip on print is a normal one.
Yeah.
Okay, the case is just a plastic
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the chip is the regular
yeah,
one. You have the simple
regular.
One, regular
yeah.
and advanced, so it,
yeah,
it should be regular in this second.
Okay.
I think I'll just
and
check
we
it.
Need a plastic case with a scroll wheel on it at least.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
And
first concept.
So I'm not sure, but we I don't know if they're expected to draw on this one at this moment. But
I don't know either.
Mm. Or should we do it in the next meeting?
ID and you ID work together on prototype drawing on smart board.
Yeah.
So we should do that here?
So we're staying here?
Or should we do it in the next
I
meeting?
I think that's the next meeting.
Okay.
But you definitely get a specific instruction.
Okay, so
yeah.
now we're for the minutes alone again.
But think about something that's more rounded just and more.
Yeah, I don't know, but the iPod and etc. MP3 player are smaller phones.
That just in the top.
Just
the
bits current. Okay, I'll see if I can see any difference.
Maybe the wheel can be like this, or if you draw like this.
Oh.
Okay. You can make it like this. And this is all the wheel for volume, so that you just it's all rounded, so you can do
like a very big scroll
one.
Wheel.
Yeah, but just not on the top, but on the side.
Okay.
Wait. Okay. So we have this.
I think you'll get a lot of volume changing when
it's
not wanted.
It, yeah.
Okay, so we did this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a
problem of course
bad.
As well.
Yeah, but maybe we can make a plastic so that you if you like drop it, it won't change the volume.
Yeah,
only
maybe
if you
just
use
have to
finger.
Make it that's not squirtable, so easy.
Like this, and what's the channel to it? Where do we put that?
I think in
the
middle.
The bottom or?
Yeah, well, what is the middle part?
That's the numbers.
I
numbers
think
okay.
the numbers should be in the bottom, and the switch channel in the middle.
Yeah, I agree as well. Use
it doesn't make a difference if you put this, the switch channels on side of each other or on top of each other, because you already have a volume here, so you can also put it here one button and the other one there, next to each other.
Yeah, that's back right.
So you can also put it all on top and this keep this empty, because you have to hold it.
Or you could do the switch channel up button above the numbers and the switch channel down button.
That's
below.
Not easy, you want to zap very quick, so.
Yeah, I think zapping is the highest priority, and then you use those.
Is this an opportunity or?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I think we should put them on top of each other. So.
Why?
Because then it's easy to know if I push the.
But still the next. It's still the next one.
Yeah, but the top button is like you switch channel up and down button is.
Yeah, but
if you put
for left to right, it's exactly the same.
Yeah,
right? Make
I think it's.
But I think left to right is more often associated with volume, and top down is more with channel
no,
changing.
It's
but it's
exactly
all
most
all
most
same,
remote controls.
Remote control
yeah,
so if we use that, they will probably have a long learning time.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you already have volume on the side, so you can't make it. You can't make a mistake.
Yeah.
So
I think it's so simple. You just.
Okay.
So, but that's for you, because.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take a look.
Okay. So. What else do we have to discuss about? I don't know.
think we need to work 30 minutes again.
Yeah, we have to care that it looks really new, because we still hold on to the ordinary square remote control. Because what I see, the only difference in fact is that we use a scroll wheel on the outside.
And the LED.
It should be round in shape.
The current controllers are all black and plastic. You have to look at that image of the iPod.
Yes.
More that kind of style,
and, but you
not the old grey black.
Some kind of bling.
Well, you can put a very if we do it like that, we have below having a lot of room to put a nice logo.
Yeah, the logo was has to be on there. Yeah, that's right.
And how many phones did we put on the market then? Five or something?
Yeah,
more
five.
Or
is different? A custom? Maybe you can buy separate ones.
And
buy
the product you buy, you get one, and non basic. Or you can choose one if you buy the project.
No,
that's your choice, I think.
So you can put the bottom of the remote control in the recharger. So is that a good opportunity?
Yes.
Yeah, so
you can put it like that. Okay.
Yeah, you let it slide in the docking station.
Do we have to design that as well?
Yeah.
The docking station?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but yeah, that can be very simple, at least.
Just a recharger.
Just around something. But yeah, we had one example.
But we have to make contacts on the remote control and the recharger as well.
Yeah, but that's a round one. Maybe we can choose them.
Here you see one. Very round.
Oh yeah.
So I think that can be all kind of shapes.
But maybe you can just round up the corners a bit.
So remote control.
Yeah.
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 Just round
it
up.
Yeah. So you don't want this like the iPod and films, but
no.
More round.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it will just look like more like this one, since this is also rounded.
No, just the corners.
Okay, those are all already a bit corners.
Okay.
Yeah, but we can do all kinds of, as long as it is in 2D, we can use all kind of round shapes.
Yeah, okay, but then
not
we
in
have
depth.
To think of something totally new.
Yeah, but yeah, if we want to make it kind of, yeah, new.
I had a lot of pictures of old ones and all curves. Have already been done.
It's a bit annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. Just more like this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, but we could do a lot
more curving.
Yeah, I know we can do a lot more, but.
Yeah.
This kind of
shape.
I don't know if it's
handy. Yeah, I think it will only look more like the old remote controls.
This?
Yeah.
The old ones look like just a square.
Yeah, okay, but I had a lot of pictures. Oh, I can show you here what the old ones look like. Curves.
Yeah.
Even more here as well.
Yeah, okay.
This wasn't a very small one. Go very simple.
So we have to make a decision what kind of form it's going to have.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think if my opinion, if we just take iPod and the same look, so white or just whatever color, but the same light colors. And just with together with the backlights, will look very new. No rubber buttons or something. Just together with the backlights, you'll get a totally a new look, more like the MP3 player.
Yeah.
And you have the scroll button on the side.
Yes.
Okay.
Just
but why do you have to round it on the bottom then? Skip that one as well.
Doesn't have to be.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a trend. If I want to make it. But yeah, I'm not a trend watcher. You are.
The trend is.
Rubber spongy.
Spongy and fruity, but yeah.
No.
Spongy.
It's not a lot of trends I find.
Okay, so we have still 1 minute left. So just I think it's okay if you just keep it a bit square.
I don't know something about ergonomic kind of fits in hand.
But I think it's still for older people. You still have older people. It's only annoying if it's like that formed like that, like whatever.
Yeah, but we're aiming at the young.
There's just one overall important aspect is that we must make it fancy and looks original. And I hope we can make it look not like the iPod itself. It must have.
The idea, but if you look at the way remote controls are now,
it is already fancy because of the lights on the bottom.
Yeah,
that's
okay, so
fancy.
That's already a very big change.
Maybe make the what's it called, the scroll wheel, make it in yellow or something, just like the colors of real reaction.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Could.
Yeah, but if you change the front, the scroll wheel will still be yellow.
No, I think.
That's right.
I think the scroll wheel won't be very big, since if you put it somewhere, the chances that it will scroll are too big. So it will just be a small scroll wheel, so it won't stick out much.
Yeah, maybe the ones you are going to draw there, maybe you have to ask to the. To her, if it has if it can work better than this, because it doesn't work properly.
No,
maybe you have to ask her.
Maybe you can just open images there, and I'll paint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Job.
If you set the pen, he will draw here. Doesn't work.
Okay, so just continue. So we make it a bit like that one, probably. Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, I agree more.
Okay,
like
only
like
the color and the flashy light.
Yes.
And we just skip the focal or the speech recognition.
Yeah, do we skip that? Yeah, I think.
Or keep that? It's okay. But you definitely need a.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. And we have to build in a microphone and.
Well, that's very easy. We already have the beeping of the.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. And I didn't receive any information on speech
that I received.
That's hard.
The information about
so
that.
The main points I just said, we have to be original and technological innovative. Because, yeah.
Good, just put a speech recognition in it as well, okay?
So we clap it open then?
Yeah.
So we can put all the
function of that in there. Yeah.
Okay.
And we need probably we need a advanced chip then.
Yeah, we
but
probably
it doesn't say
do.
Anything
yeah.
about it, does it?
No.
No, yeah.
We don't have any information about the cost.
No.
We started with information about
the cost.
I have some information about the cost, but just about the chip.
And how much is the chip?
I don't know how much, but.
Yeah, the Vision has developed a new speech recognition feature, the integrated programmable sample sensor sample speaker unit. This is a very small electronic unit, will give a standard answer after it recognizes the question.
How does it work?
Doesn't say, you say record, followed by your question sample, and after a few seconds, answer a sample. So it works like a good morning remote control, and then the remote control says good morning.
But does that to say anything?
No.
You have to just talk.
No,
that's
just something.
Okay, we have to stop
it's
now.
Well, that's integrated in the chip, so if you use speech recognition,
okay,
that's
a separate chip.
I don't know, but if you use speech recognition, that will be in it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
No, we just decide not to put it in because it's too difficult.
I don't know.
No, it would be a good feature.
Yeah.
Okay, we just put it in.
Okay.
Good feature.
No worries
we
about
to
cost,
stop
etc.
Okay,
and there's a chip in it.
Stop it, man.
Okay,
fine.